Imagine never having to worry about a power outage during a blizzard or a hurricane. Well, that's a selling point of General Motors' new business venture, GM Energy. It's a new line of products geared towards homeowners and businesses to help them manage energy. It includes battery packs, solar panels, technology that allows homes to draw energy from their electric vehicles. Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
And I'm reading that other companies, including Tesla, have some products like this. Electric car batteries can hold approximately 60 kilowatt hours of energy, enough to provide backup power to an average U.S. house for 2 days. So help us. Can they already do this, or does GM plan on doing it better, more expansively? What's happening?
I'd like to start by quoting the band Stone Temple Pilots.
Please
from do. 1994.
Oh, yes.
They said, "One time a thing occurred to me, what's real and what's for sale?" And this is so much salesmanship right here. It's kind of in the theoretical. It's in this perfect 1,000 points of light world where everybody has an EV, where every utility is benign to this idea of getting off the grid, where you could seamlessly sell your excess kilowatt hours back to the grid and to your neighbor. And when GM is an innovative company, in reality, they still make a killing on selling massive gas-powered SUVs. Their stock is below its November 2010 post-bankruptcy IPO price, and they have to offer some window dressing when the market wants them to go big and EV, and they're nothing like Tesla.
Okay, so is this a no? You know, that are they building on another thing? Are they? Do you think they're not building on reality, or are they going to be able to, as it looks like, have your car power a solar panel or
the market is not pricing it anything like that? I mean, again, GM is below its 2010 post-bankruptcy IPO price. It's nowhere. It's a sliver of Tesla's valuation. And there was a great research report that came out, a breathless research report by Morgan Stanley back in 2014, that said if Tesla is nearly as successful as it might be, it could well disrupt the multi-trillion dollar U.S. power grid. I mean, Robin, you and I have discussed cord cutting several times. It's very easy to opt out of your cable package. You don't want to pay the cable company $130. If you can get a Roku or an Apple TV.
Wait, who's paying $130?
I mean, I don't know, $150, $170. The idea is, what if this carries and you can opt out of your utility?
Right.
And everybody has rooftop solar. Everybody has a giant SUV with an enormous battery in the back, and they can plug into it. The reality is we're far away from that, especially with GM-centric vehicles. They are out there with certain pickup trucks and SUVs that are supposed to be lit up for electric, but we're not going to see this until 2024 at the earliest.
Okay, but real quick, just what are some of the problems? I mean, it does cost. There's a climate cost for making batteries. We know that. There's no grid right now, you know, to plug into. So what are some of the things that have to happen?
Assume the cooperation of the utilities. They're loath to give this up. They're loath to let people opt out of what they think is your civic responsibility to be a part of the grid that they've spent billions on upkeeping. Climate change is a problem here in Virginia. When we have strong storms, we've had to shell out for a natural gas-powered generator. Of course I'd love to plug it into my Tesla pickup truck. Of course I'd love for the utility to let me sell it back to my neighbors. I think in reality, there's going to be a lot of infighting that happens. And are we going to have a carbon tax? Are we going to have the government incent this or block it because the utilities are so powerful? Color me a little bit cynical about this.
I already did. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. We can dream, though. Robin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.